Gretch from Rich's Barbecue, you know, keeping the shit live, okay? You're listening to the Airbuds Podcast.
Finesse. I'm just on the shit. Hello, welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. This is a podcast about, what's that, Peter?
Basketball, and the Cleveland Browns are in the playoffs.
Wish you would put your shirt on.
No way, man.
Put your shirt on.
18
it's not
years.
Even that you're not wearing. I've done this show with no shirt, but it's the titty rubbing for me.
Well, you know what? When your team is finishes an 18-year drought, when the drought for your team is old enough to go fight in a war, then we'll see how you are.
Whatever, dude. And I also want it on record that I, Jermell Johnson, was very willing to do this podcast while my football team played its biggest game of the year, whereas Peter made us wait for 9 hours while y'all beat the shit out of the Giants.
And I'm Mike. Happy basketball, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Happy basketball. What's up? Basketball is fine. Basketball is good, right?
You don't want to talk about basketball at all right now. You just want to talk about, should we just turn this into a Browns podcast for an episode?
No, there are 89.
That's already live.
He already has two. There's already a million. No. Okay? We're not going to do that here.
I was just trying to give Peter, you know, wait, the Cavs just fucking won a championship for you. Why do we
That's
care?
What I'm saying. Yeah. I don't care.
Browns, made it to the playoffs for the first time in 18 years. You they've never been to a Super Bowl.
And they never going to go. What the fuck?
Well, you got to get to the dance first.
So the
what's
the
up with you,
never
Mike?
Danced?
Yeah. They're never going to dance again.
Danced.
I got some news I want to get out of the way. If you're still listening to this podcast, thank you for sticking through that introduction. We love you. If you love us, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. If you leave us a 5-star review and you write something, we will say what it is on the air. And thank you to everyone who did that towards the end of 2020 and got us past the benchmark we were trying to hit. We appreciate you. We love you. Guys, if you go to airbuds.bigcartel.com. We got some limited edition shirts. I just shipped a bunch out. We got a bunch more orders this weekend. I got to go ship them tomorrow.
They're tight.
They're limited edition, baby. We got a Basketball Freak remix shirt. We've got a Happy Basketball remix shirt. Two of our most popular shirts that we've just gave new versions of.
Once we sell enough of these, we will get to work on our Devin Booker executive line. Benner, you know what? We talked about this.
I'm going to redesign the Hooters uniform.
Redesign it. You can retool it, put some chrome on that bitch. As long as this is what we need to do. And I am absolutely letting go of trade secrets because no one listens to us. Take that Hooters thing down, and then we don't even touch it. We don't even touch it till like March, April. The Suns are the 2 seed. Then we hammer niggas over the head with the 2-pack, with the Applebee's on top of it.
I'm thinking, I'm thinking Hooters tonight with the fellas. But I'm thinking that we do like a Hooters uniform. But like, you know how like the O's are like boobs? We make those like Phoenix Suns logos.
Oh, my God.
Or just basketballs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're trying to tie this back into Devin Booker.
Yeah, well, but it's saying Hooters on it. That'll...
No, I mean, it's beautiful. What you're saying is beautiful. Here's the thing, Benner. Sometimes, because you're such an artiste, you consider what is beautiful over what is lucrative. Our fans are stupid.
That's a good point.
And it needs to be laid out for them.
If you're still listening to this, you fucking stupid idiots, and you want to support the Buds...
Are you saying that the Larry O'Bong is Benner going A to C from UCB, like going two steps too far?
I'm saying no. It's listen, bro.
I think Jamel has a point. I created an aesthetic that like confuses people. I think more
which
often
dog?
Than
that's
not.
Come on. You're talking to me, baby. I'm Mr. Yeah. Cryptic. I'm the fucking Kryptonian, baby. It's me.
Yeah. And I love that about you. And I love making shit that's like, did they mean to fuck this up? Or, but Jamel's maybe right. Sometimes we have to, play to our dumb idiot fans.
Yeah. Sometimes we sometimes love you guys. A layup and a dunk are both worth 2 points.
Go to patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes to get you.
Yeah, support
to
us. The guys who just call you fucking idiots.
Y'all niggas are stupid as shit. You're so stupid. You're still listening to this, you big stupid.
You get bonus episodes. patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds. Guys,
fucking idiots.
Jamel, let's talk about your Washington Wizards getting their first win real quick.
Ooh.
Wait, was it the first one or second one? First, right?
Second. Well, first back-to-backs in maybe two calendar years. I don't know if we've won back-to-back games in 2020, 2019.
I'm just going to say you didn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was basically just a scoring contest. There wasn't a lot of good defense being played by either side.
Well, hold on for a second. Isn't every NBA basketball game just a scoring contest, Michael?
For sure.
Okay, look.
Unless
Colin, exactly what I meant when
Sextown, I said it. Unless Colin, Mr. Defense Sexton, is involved, we're dealing with a shootout. Right. Didn't y'all play a game that was 89-88?
Yeah, maybe. 1994 up in the ATL for my 4-2 Cavaliers.
I'm glad the Cavs lost a couple games because my friend was acting like we was about to crown them. I'm like, yo, guys. You know, ease up. I think you said the same thing too, Peter. But back to my team. Look, I didn't believe the Minnesota win was real. I couldn't think of a sadder team than ours besides the Wolves. Come on, Cat is dying inside in front of the nation.
That is really
sad. And he's not active. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. And plus, Brad always kills the Timberwolves. There's certain teams, like the way John Wall looked against the Kings. That's how he always looks against the Kings, because he likes to play against De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox basically is like kind of the heir apparent to the John Wall, Mr. Fast with the ball thing. And John loves to put a little boy back in his place. You feel me?
All right, Butterinos, we're going to take a break and tell you about Indeed. 2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Thank the Lord. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore, which is how you know it's real. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. And you can contact them the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. are visiting Indeed each month, according to ComScore total visits. So it's clear Indeed can help get you the quality hire you need. That's why more than 3 million businesses, including Blue Wire, worldwide use Indeed for hiring. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a $75 free credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is the best offer available anywhere. Go. Right now. Seriously. Right now. Run. Get in your car. Go to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. This episode is also brought to you by BetOnline. Football is back in full swing, baby. Mike Benner might be asleep, but Jamel and I are loving it. Are you allowed to reference other ads in ads? I don't know. That might be too Inception-y. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spends and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager on my Cleveland Browns than anywhere else. You can get in on the season with opening bonuses today. Start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Well, for at least the next couple weeks, because those division futures will be division presents. Head to BetOnline today. Take advantage of a great sign-up bonus. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE, that's all one word, at betonline.ag. Promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
In to a fucking new NBA season, and it's January. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
I feel it's like pretty crazy.
Before we get into to what we're going to get into, what do you guys think of Bean Dad?
Excuse me?
Bean Dad was not ever my experience, because I don't know if this ages me, but my parents had an electric can opener that was like attached to the bottom of one of our like kitchen cabinets.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
You remember those? Yeah. It looks like almost like the size of like a small alarm clock, and you basically just like put it up there and it like does it for you.
It sounded Marge Simpson groaning for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, Jamel.
So I never knew that life.
Yeah, sounds like Jamel, not fully aware of Bean Dad, but Bean Dad blew up on Twitter today. This guy, lead singer for some shitty band that I don't know about, tweeted this long thread about how his 9-year-old daughter wanted to eat beans, and he took it upon himself to basically say, here's a can opener, open it yourself. She said, I don't know how to do it. And he said, basically figure it out, and we're not eating until you figure it out. And for like
Jesus
12 hours, this man did not feed his daughter because she was crying and not able to figure out how to use a can opener. This guy was bragging, thinking that it was like a good fathering moment. The internet turned on him swiftly. The internet is bored right now because we're all at home. So they turned on him, dug deep into his past tweets. Turns out he's racist and anti-Semitic.
Yeah, dude, he wouldn't give his child beans.
Yeah. Anyways, been thinking about Bean Dad all day. And I sent the Bean Dad related tweet from the Airbuds account. I think that's why I brought it up, because I just wanted to justify the fact that I did it a completely non.
Bro, I saw that and yeah, I was just like,
better.
Look,
we all
dude,
know that you're just like your stream of consciousness through the Airbuds account.
Nigga,
like,
I'm not checking on that. No,
I'm only reason I'm checking on the Airbuds account to see if there's anything that I'm gonna have to defend in my own like personal life.
In case somebody some sort of lawsuit material. I'm not worried about your Bean Dad moments. Worried about if we're gonna get sued by the Athletic, nigga.
Okay.
Real stuff.
You know what? I take the heat on that stuff. You're the one that started it. Technically.
Yeah. Technically, look, I'm just saying. I'm with Peter, bro.
That's right. Thank you.
Airbuds,
yeah.
The Airbuds Twitter, you could literally be shooting like active shooter info from like a mall, nigga. I don't know.
Maybe I will.
All right, we have a game to play.
No.
If you're an active shooter, hit us up at Everybody's Pod. I want to come film your next active shooter.
Oh my God.
Oh my. Listen, all right. Let's talk about the Nets again.
Oh, wait, is this podcast over? We just retire this podcast?
Is this the stuff Nets. You guys worry about when I tweet?
Yes.
Personally, I don't worry about it much. Once again,
I don't really worry about it.
I don't see anything that immediately is like, okay, Jamel's gonna have to go to court for this. You know what I mean? I'm like, good.
We're 2 weeks into the season, guys, and you know, leading up to the season, we talked about a lot of different things. A lot of stuff we turned out to be right about. A lot of stuff we turned out to be wrong about. So, we want to just hop in and kind of review, like, what's the thing that you were right about? What's the thing you were wrong about this 2020-2021 NBA season? Who wants to go first?
Mike, why don't you lead us off?
Well, number one, thing I was right about. Jaylen Brown getting much, much, much better with Gordon Hayward off the fucking Celtics. Jaylen Brown is kind of already having a breakout year. so far for the Celtics. The Celtics are mediocre, but Jason Tatum and looks great, and Jaylen Brown looks like he's a shoe-in for most improved player as of right now. Would you guys agree?
Bird dropped 31 and a 2-point win.
I mean, as someone
who
picked him in the third or absolutely third round of a fantasy league, I was like, yeah, for sure.
He's averaging 27.5 points right now, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, shooting 38% from field, from 3, which is great for him. He's shooting 57% overall. Like, just putting up fantastic, like, star numbers. I think he's going to be an all-star this year, and I think it wouldn't have happened if Gordon Hayward hadn't left and left the vacuum that Jaylen Brown has been itching to fill for a few years
now. I cannot wait for Jaylen Brown to then turn around and betray the Celtics when contract time comes up. Go get your bag, young man. Welcome to Charlotte.
I do. I want him off the Celtics so bad.
Can the Blazers put together something to get him?
Probably have to give up CJ McCollum at least, plus some other pieces, right?
That ain't no problem.
We'll get to the Blazers in my section, okay. But
well, Peter, Jamel, what's something you guys were right about?
Well, I was sort of right about the Nets potentially being pedestrian. They've lost a couple games to some teams that people might say are beneath them after they beat the shit out of the Warriors and everybody decided they were going to win the championship. They've come back to earth a touch, and I'm sure Dinwiddie being out is a part of that, but still. And I was also right about the Raptors. Raptors looking out of sorts still, haven't got their shit together. Siakam leaving the court early. That's some very un-Raptors-like behavior.
Remember when we all like deemed Siakam, myself very much included, as the next Kawhi when he popped off?
Bro, in
the
you did that. I did not do none of that.
Okay, I did that.
I don't know if I did that, but I think he still can be very good. He's only like 25.
For sure. No, this is every star goes through a rough time, and this is like his like. They're giving him the ball more than ever.
Both the Celtics and the Raptors, I feel like, are kind of suffering from this fatigue that a little bit of what the Warriors are suffering from right now, and obviously Clay is a part of that, but like, it's like, oh, wow, your team has really changed since, like, when you look back, like, a year and a half ago, or like 2 years ago. Like, Aaron Baines, just people from the Celtics, like, even Hayward, like, they're just like, a different team. They're not as deep. And I would say also, like, you know, losing Kawhi obviously is not ideal, but same with the Raptors. Like, they're just, they need to kind of both rediscover themselves.
Such an understatement. Not ideal.
I think they're just going through, you know, guys, we're in the business we call show, right? We're storytellers. Let's put it in storytelling terms. The Raptors are in the middle of their act two swoon, you know? Like, things were looking up, but now the hard work is hit, and they're grinding through it.
Yeah, there's a conflict between our two main characters. Yeah.
They're entering the dark night of the soul, and you know they're going to come out and they're going to fight the antagonist at the top of Act Three, and they're going to come out victorious.
Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry's ass. These are your two main characters who are at odds right now,
fighting to the death.
Yeah,
would you say that Kyle Lowry's ass is two protagonists, just because there's two large cheeks there.
Yeah, it's two Jamie Foxes in Soul.
Jamie Fox as himself and as the cat.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shout out to the Knicks getting dunked on by Tina Fey in a Pixar movie. that's gotta hurt.
And for Doris Burke to sliding in there too. Sliding in there.
Good on Doris. She's in the ABC Disney family, you know?
I'm going to give you my I was right about right now. And that's two Western Conference teams. And that's the Warriors are trash. The Warriors are trash and the Suns are good. The Suns look like oh yeah, Chris Paul has a better team around him that includes Devin Booker and a bunch of really exciting young players who are much better than OKC's supporting staff. And the Warriors suck, man. They miss Klay. And like, yes, Klay would help them, but also like, man, it is so exhausting to see people still foaming at the mouth for Steph Curry, and also seeing all these highlights on League Pass of him just like, that dude shimmied and just like kind of showboated every step of the way for the last 6 years. And now that he's kind of getting exposed, there's no, like, it's just like, there's people are still fawning over him. I'm like, guys, this guy kind of sucks. He sucks. He's not.
Okay, I willingly admit that, this would be one of my I was wrong about, because I thought the Warriors were going to be fine. And, of course, my confidence in that wavered when Klay got injured before the season began. But I was like, Steph is Steph. Draymond will be good again. Like, they'll be fine. They'll make the playoffs. And 6 games in, I'm like, no, they're not going to make the fucking playoffs. But I don't think it's because Steph sucks. Steph is still a top, probably the best shooter of all time.
And he's having good numbers.
Yeah, he's shooting well. It's just that he's like got Wiggins, and whom I stupidly thought could, once again, I was fooled into thinking Wiggins could turn it around.
I was wrong about that.
Kelly Oubre,
sure.
I thought would
Wiggins
be better than he is.
Wiggins is the Lucy to your Charlie Brown, except instead of pulling the football out from under you, they just forget to even bring the football to the field every time because they're just kind of apathetic about the sport they're participating in.
I mean, it's just – it really solidifies for me that Klay is a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Imagine if Kelly Oubre could shoot for real.
I think they would be
fine
Klay
Thompson.
If Kelly Oubre could shoot for real. Yeah.
Yeah, they would probably have won a few more games.
Yeah. Oh, also, Draymond is, like, sure washed. Like – I think he's for sure washed. Unless
he should go to the TNT booth next year. Just go. Get out of here, man. Also, yes, okay, Steph, good at shooting. Like, but the defensive liability that Klay Thompson has been covering for, like, there was that picture going around when Chris Middleton switched on him, and he just had that, like, ooh, I just had, like, delicious food face on him, because Steph is... as like beyond a negative, like a beyond a defensive liability. He's the most defensive liability possible.
I mean, dog, he's literally exhausted as soon as he steps on the floor. The mouthpiece is already out of his mouth.
A lot of excuses for this guy. I understand, all-time greatest shooter, but
nah, dude, it was just a perfect team, dude. It was like playing fucking Ohio State in football, bro. Just perfect parts. And, like, even if they're not perfect, it's like they had 4 perfect players, and that fifth guy was just so happy to be there, he didn't make any mistakes.
Yeah. Shout out to the insane NBA Twitter. It's just, like, people arguing about, like, who has worse teammates, LeBron in this year or Steph in this year. Like, it's just kind of crazy. I feel there's a whole debate about, because like Warriors fans are being like, it's not Steph's fault, like he doesn't even have any other NBA players around him.
LeBron James took,
he doesn't have Hall
Sasha
of Famers.
Pavlovich, Zydrunas Ilgauskas,
like a dead is Zydrunas Ilgauskas,
Delonte West, like Ira Neubel, and Drew Gooden to the NBA Finals. That is, I guess, the peak of my frustration. Is like, you can't. They just, everyone wants to have their fucking cake and eat it too, and the way they like frame Steph. And I've enjoyed watching him this year. It's nice to see him out there. It's nice to see him getting his shots off. But like, it's just not comparable. And what you said before is exactly right. He was a part of one of the best constructed teams. And really, who does that come back to? You know, one of like 5 people who actually affect NBA championships? Jerry West. Jerry West built that team fucking perfectly. And they had the right coach, the right system, the right support. They got KD too when it started to go south. Like, it was a great run, but like, stop saying Steph is like affecting the game the way like a Giannis or a LeBron or a Kawhi is. Because
he still
not.
Deserves to be an all-star, not a starter, but a reserve, I would say. But he'll end up being a starter, you know, votes and all that there.
I just want to take a second to like shout out the awful, terrible NBA media. It's so bad out there right now. I was scrolling Twitter the other day, and like there's all these different accounts, like both like, you know, major media accounts and like the shitty like at NBA retweet like accounts that just like aggregate the news, and they're all like, Dame slams Steph over his shooting, and like everyone's like, Dame starts beef with Steph, and there was like, you know, people commenting and like just fucking like foaming at the mouth over like this like new feud. And then you go watch the video of like that of Dame, and it's like a reporter asking a direct question about the Warriors and Steph shooting, and Dame basically being like, Steph is like one of the best shooters of all time, he's like one of the greatest players of all time, his team just isn't what it was.
I'm gonna push back. Hold on, because have you read any news website in general for the last like 2 years? Like, I feel like you're also describing every CNN headline.
Of course, the media like, altogether is
so like it just feels like it's like someone saying like putting like clap back or just all of these things in headlines.
It's
is
terrible.
Just I don't even think it's just NBA Twitter. I think it's society.
We're an NBA podcast, so.
Well, no, listen, man, I watched some of that game. It's hard not to get like comic book feels when you watch Dame shooting from far away in the Warriors gym. It's just like, oh, he took Steph's powers. That's just a narrative from us watching mad Marvel properties.
Yeah, like, why do we need to put it?
Can I actually?
It's just like these.
Because we'll die without narratives.
Because we're in the business of show, Michael.
Dude, we're in the biz, okay?
Oh, you guys are right.
I did think it was weird when the Warriors, like, brought their banners down. Like, you guys are asking to get beat by 50 every night. Like, put the rafters up by the ceiling. Nobody wants to hear that you guys used to be good.
I'm going to give you my I fucked up take from 2 weeks in. Another two West Coast teams. Love the Blazers. Was riding for them ridiculously in the bubble, as always. We've made Dame shirts. Didn't think they would look this cohesive. Didn't think they would look this nice. They look nice. They look nice. Melo looks nice. Like, they all look... I thought the Nuggets would be where the Blazers are, and the Nuggets really feel like they took a step back.
Dude, they lost a starter, man. It's the difference between bringing back everybody who was important to your team, and technically you could count Kanter in there because Kanter has played with these dudes before. It's like not that big of a transition for him. And losing an ascending guy like Jeremy Grant was all of that.
Was a little presumptuous that, like, I was surprised when they let Jeremy Grant go. I thought that, like, he played pretty fucking well for someone in the Western Conference Finals for you to feel confident that you were going to be able to kind of fill that void.
Well, the word is they offered him the same amount of money. I think he just wanted to play more. I think he's addicted to DraftKings.
Wanted to get his usage up. He was offered the same amount of money but left because they wanted to play him behind Michael Porter Jr. And he was like, I'm...
Yeah, which is like, hell no, I'm actually better than that fool. He is.
And he is.
He played very well today against the Celtics.
And I'm sure, look, and I'm only saying this because I'm the only black person on the show. I'm sure Michael Porter Jr. being light-skinned didn't help. Come on, man. You got this kid with baby hair. You're going to let the baby hair kid
doesn't
with the
believe
Dominican
in science.
Shape up?
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in vaccine. You going to let the anti-vax kid take my minutes?
I will say, though, Jokic, not having his like annual, it takes me 2 months to be good, starting off really well. Pretty much nearly averaging a triple-double so far. He's been a net positive in every game except for one. Like, he's even the games they lost, like, he's looking like midseason form. Did not regain all the bubble weight loss. Like, yeah, he's looking great.
There wasn't time. They didn't have time to regain any weight. This season's been happening
if there was any more time
since August.
I was wrong about Gary Harris. I feel like 2 years ago, I was like, oh, he's about to be Tony Allen. Because I saw him defend one guy in the playoffs. And so I was wrong about that.
I think Gary Harris has also been a decent bright spot here and there for the Nuggets. I feel like I've watched a few games and he's played well.
I also don't even know who I would say is the best defender in the league. Isak Bonga, next question.
You mean Colin Sexton?
I mean, sure. And we're talking perimeter defense, too, because, like, the best defender is what? Gobert?
I know.
Mitchell Robinson?
I know my gentleman child friend, Isaac Okoro, got hurt.
He would have been the best defender in the league.
He looks wow. good. Also, the person who's deflected the most passes in every game this year is my gentleman friend, Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah, Larry Nance having a great year with the Cavs so far. Yeah.
Great year.
What do you guys side note, what do you guys think about Shaquille O'Neal basically calling Rudy Gobert like a piece of shit for signing a $200 million contract?
I mean, well, everybody hates Rudy Gobert, clearly. I don't like
he's easy to hate. Shaq, also a notorious hater. Like, there's literally no center that can be mentioned in the same breath as him.
Yeah, if you're
especially
not aware,
if you ask
Shaquille
him.
O'Neal on TNT said that Rudy Gobert should be an inspiration for, like, every mediocre kid out there.
Oh, he said it on some kids' podcast. Not kids. I'm talking – he was some NFL – it was Patrick Peterson.
Whatever. He said
it's like some NFL dudes. Yeah, same diff.
Yes.
Is he wrong?
Rudy Gobert is – 2-time defensive player of the year, probably the best shot blocker in the game, probably like either the number one or at least top three best defensive player in the league. Like, just because he averaged number one, Shaq got his points wrong. Shaq said he averages 11 points. He actually has averaged like 15 points, I think. Like, he's very good. Rudy Gobert, as much as I don't like him and as much as I think the Jazz are cops, like, the Jazz made the right move in signing that deal.
Well, yeah, you have to sign him, but, like, is Rudy Gobert, when you've seen him in the playoffs or in high, like, sometimes he's gotten played off the floor in playoff games. Like,
look, I mean, that's true, but Shaq's problem is with the market. It's not with Rudy. Everybody's signing stupid deals. Dude, Davis Bertans is not worth $80 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's 100%. Like, Davis Bertans is signing an $80 million deal.
Whichever Bogdanovich is on the Hawks, like, coming off the bench for $80
million. $2 million right now, and Davis Bertans... like, is coming off the bench for 80 mil. That's crazy. The market is crazy. And I'm not saying I love Dwight Howard, but has much more
he's coming
impact
off the bench
the game than Davis Bertans right now.
Well, technically, right now, that's debatable. Bertans did kind of shoot us back into the game tonight. But still, he also almost gets thrown out of every game. Like, he's either catching two techs or a flagrant one because he's bad at defense.
Jamel, what is the
How
thing
are we talking
were,
about the Wizards again?
Jamel to say his.
Wait,
what,
better.
I
what's
about.
Your? Or yeah, go for it, Jamel.
Speaking of the Wizards, you know what I was wrong about? I was wrong about Russell Westbrook and John Wall being an equivalent.
John Wall has looked. Good
John Wall is better
so far.
Don't know what else to. I mean, it's like. Some dude was trying to go at me on Twitter because I implied this, and he was like, "Well, they both average 5 turnovers." Well, whose looks stupider? Russell's really dumb turnovers. The difference is that, and John can still get to the rim. Russ cannot, and it's clear. Russ better in the post. He can back anybody down. He can always get that elbow jumper. He's shooting what? 18% from three, though.
Good in the post tonight, either though. I mean, yes, he was.
I don't know. I that's
off,
debatable because when I watched the second half, he was just getting his shot, and it was. But he, you know, I don't know. He is. You can see that the energy is still there, but he kind of just sort of sucks. I don't understand how a guy can average a triple-double and make your team worse. I would rather start Neto. Put Neto in.
It's the third team he's done it for, so.
I don't get it. I'm watching it, and I still don't understand.
But he just is like thinks he would look like a nerd.
He probably does, man.
Well, no, he does wear glasses off the court. Maybe he's – yeah. He needs prescription.
But then shits ain't prescription.
Because you're right. The energy and the athleticism is still there, but he's just not hitting shots like he used to. Anyways. I feel like there's a bunch of shit I was wrong about so far. But, you know, the one I think that is most glaring is the Sixers. They're very good. They're 5-1, currently best record in the league, or at least in the East. Aside from a couple of bad, what I would call bad performances, Ben Simmons has looked decent. Although, you know, if you like a, like, 9-point, 11-assist, 8-rebound performance, like, every night, he's going to get you that. I don't know that our second-best player should be scoring, like, 9 points a night. But I don't know. I guess that's debatable. But they look good. They're hard to watch sometimes. As always, like, even when if you weren't watching the score, you might have thought they lost. But, you know, the results are very good. And I'm sorry that I'm hard for my Sixers. I'm hard on my Sixers. I just said I'm
look,
hard
man,
for
I told
my
you.
Sixers.
Yeah, you're obviously because
you are. Yeah,
you're hard
you
on
are.
And hard
Shut
for.
Up, dude. We don't need to hear about how you're horny again. I told you, Doc Rivers.
Save that for our Twitter, Mike.
Yeah, man. I told you Doc Rivers was going to make a difference on these idiots. They're like little kids with bad attitudes, man. And Doc Rivers has been sort of
so
raising one
the
of those his whole life.
Deliver.
All right. Yeah.
Oh. Honorable mention for something that we've learned this year. Julius Randle looking nice. Fucking nice.
Hey. And nobody
Knicks,
had
Knicks,
the Knicks. I had the
Knicks.
Knicks
are fun to watch.
Yeah,
I had
just
them
a,
being improved
been,
last year
like
and was a year early.
I've talked about with you guys, maybe on the air or not, but several times, like, I've been a Julius Randle believer forever because I always take him in fantasy and he just stuffs the categories. And I'm like, this guy is very productive. He's just got to be on a team that, like, isn't fucking completely mismanaged and terrible. Which he was on those Lakers and now he is on the Knicks.
How long do the Knicks look
I think,
decent? When do the wheels fall off for you guys?
The fact that they just haven't fallen off at already is, I think,
the, like the moment that them. Jason Concepcion's like life peaks. Like when he's having his absolute best day is when the Knicks are going to completely collapse. Because that's just the way it works for Knicks fans.
Damn. That's... that's more fucked up than the active shooter thing we were doing earlier.
No, it's just the Knicks, man. It's just the Knicks, baby. One bonus thing I'm wrong that I'm wrong about, and I feel like I've been wrong about for a
wrong.
Long time. And just watching the Nets a few times this season so far, I think we've been wrong about Caris LeVert for like 3 years. I think every time we said he's good, he's going to be good, he's pretty good, it's all been wishful thinking. I don't think he's good.
I think he is. You know what, man? Once again, I'm putting a lot of this on Dinwiddie being out, man. The floor is just spaced different without that extra threat on the floor. Now you're the only thing they have to key in. Jared Allen, what? He can hit the little jumper in the lane. That's it. That's all he's got.
He like,
you can hit him for a
well,
layup,
yeah,
maybe
like
the little turn. Anything inside
pretty,
of 8 feet,
he
he's
like
only
a
good
very
there.
Effective center tonight.
Yeah, he's good. He's good for a dunk. That's it. I'm just thinking of who's on the floor with Caris. Cabarro, fuck out of here. Don't want to hear it. Who else is out there on the floor with them?
Joe
with
Harris,
Dinwiddie's
I think
not there.
Was, shared some court minutes with Caris.
Joe Harris? Who's a Joe Harris? What is Joe Harris? Joe Harris is a 3-point champion who just tries to get backdoor layups. He don't even fucking shoot threes no more.
Yeah, he's like the
Thank
Princeton
you.
offense of
it.
NBA players.
Yeah.
That's not a compliment.
If Steph has taught me anything, having a piece missing will fuck
well,
your whole shit up.
Any other bonus ones? Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add?
And on that note.
Sorry, I had to. No, I just had
no,
to burp.
Let's get Jamel to his football game. I want him to have that.
No. I want to talk about the Hornets.
No, you don't.
I want to talk about Bismack Biyombo.
What happened to him? I want him to get fat so we can call him Big Mac Biyombo.
What happened to him?
Why are you guys all itching to get all off right, the podcast?
I'm leaving.
See, man? Damn. Yeah, I am going to go watch the game now. I don't even want to leave. You think I actually want to watch this football game? I was just giving you a hard time.
Dude, is there anything you want
because
to plug
you like the Browns. I don't like the football team.
Episode 7, last one of American Prodigy, drops tomorrow, Tuesday. Give it a listen.
How about it? Just my usual, you know, find me, look for me, get a shirt. Follow at Comedy Jugathon. That is Jug with two G's, the Jugathon. Me and my friend Talib Babber just working on some new live stream stuff. We're going to try to make it be monthly, but I don't think we have anything scheduled for after March.
So, that's the spirit.
At Airbuds Pod we'll on all social media.
Monthly till March.
Airbuds
Podcast. It's monthly till March.
gmail.com if you want to send us anything. Love you. Bye.
Peace.
Thomas Bryant, I don't take back any of the slander. I take back none of it. He did.
He's
okay.
Always falling down.
Just come on, man. The Baby Dinos. The Washington Baby Dinos.
That's a good name.